I must say that as the Speaker of the National Assembly, a house in which Ambassador Mteto once served in as a Member of Parliament, and later when he was appointed in Cabinet, he remained a Member of Parliament, even though he's in the Executive, as all other members of the Executive remain as Member of Parliament. It is indeed with great shock and sadness to learn of his passing. When we're still looking forward to see how he executes himself as our ambassador in France. This has really not been an easy message to receive in the middle of a conference, and would like to extend our condolence to his wife, Upilisiwe, to the Mtetwa family, and also to the Buthelezi family. We also want to extend our message of condolence to the President and the Government of South Africa, of whom he was actually an ambassador. We are also sending our condolences to his friends, to his political home, the African National Congress, to the community from which he comes, and the people of South Africa he served until the end. We will appreciate that Nathi Mtetwa, even before the 1994 democratic elections, which ushered the new dispensation, he was one of those activists in the youth movement who actually advocated and worked tirelessly to see South Africa liberated. We also are aware that he formed part of that cohort in the early stages of our democracy who became members of parliament, who also shaped our policies and legislation, and in particular advocating for youth empowerment and youth development. Later, some of the people will remember the role he played as a Minister of Arts and Culture and Sport in our country, and how he worked and navigated, you know, the relationships between various sporting bodies. And also, one of those people who was working with the education sector to see how best we can revive school sports, for it's important in ensuring that it becomes a training ground for young people to participate in the various sports of our country, but also as an important social stimulus to make sure that young people can not only be developed mentally but also physically, and prepare them as best citizens of our country. It is in its sight, and we hope that his soul will rest in peace.